morning, everybody. How we doing? Yeah, I know you're better than that, but we'll let you get by with that. Hey, I'm excited to be here with you, and I have a couple of special guests here with me today. We are in our series, Real Talk, and we've just been breaking down some conversations from questions that many of you have had asked while we're during our Easter season. And so today we're going to talk a little bit about hearing God, but we have another conversation to add into that. But next week we're going to be talking about how to deal with stress and anxiety, and I know nobody in here deals with that. And so I just want you to know, if that's the week you need to miss, don't. I know this time of year, this season, stress and anxiety, this season of life, right? So be here next week as well. But I do want to go ahead and introduce to you a good friend of mine, Damon Donnell, and another friend of mine from Kenya, Africa. Come on up, Pastor Moses. Come on, guys. We're going to have a little conversation today about some of the work that has been going on in a certain spot of Kenya, and how that got started, and how it started, some of the conversations started right here on this property. We were, in 2019, I met Pastor Moses, and I've known Damon for probably 10 years or so, but Damon introduced Moses and I, and we came, we had lunch, and then came over here to this property, and we were just kind of praying over the property. We'd just broken ground. Let's see here. I'm going to have to move this up a little bit. We had just broken ground, and we were just right over here by the pond, as you can see, just right over here. Obviously, nothing was there. This was we were excavating. We were tearing up all the dirt, getting it all ready for a building pad. And Moses, you and I both were a little bit skinnier back then. But I still was on the heavy side. I mean, I'm trying to get there, but geez, it's hard, isn't it? It's talking about stress and anxiety. Woo! And I'm sucking in. I'm pretty sure. Look at that. Probably caught that moment where you know where you think somebody's about to take a picture, so you start sucking in to look skinnier because you know how it's going to turn out. Okay. Well, anyway, that's when we met. And, you know, there was a conversation built around water. And so, Damon, would you introduce that and kind of how this all got started with us?
Absolutely. So thank you all for having us, inviting us today, and Pastor Moses. So as we talk about the series that Nathan had mentioned about hearing from God and the Lord, I want to share a little story on this relationship and how we are where we are today. So going back to 2018, my wife, Candace, she couldn't be here today. She's in some training, but she was actually in training at Bethel Church in Redding, California, and just returned from that, from School of Prophets training, and shortly thereafter had made the connection with Pastor Moses. And we started developing a relationship just like you would with anybody else that you meet. And we started praying, well, how can we help you? How can we help the children? And just to give a little more of the backstory. And so Moses has a great responsibility in Kenya and oversees around 80 churches in Western Kenya. When we met years ago, it was 23 churches. But we're going to talk a little bit more about expansion here as we go on this morning. But going back to that meeting, we're praying, well, how can we help? Can we help by maybe sending clothing or other means? Well, there's tax and there's customs and there's all these things that kind of got in the way of that approach. And one morning specifically, Candace was in her office in Athens, and she had just finished praying about this, and she gets up to leave her office, and something's blocking the path. And she's like, trying to get out the door, and you know, someone like had set something in front of the door. Well, she opens the door, and there were several cases of Hope Springs water that were stacked up, and there was a young lady that was actually making a delivery to the office building, and the front door of the office was open, and she was just about to set that extra case of water, and the sun came through the doorway. And you know when you're driving down the road or when you look and you can actually see the rays of the sun and you think, oh, Lord, how beautiful you are. That's what happened that day. And so not only could she not get out, but the sun was coming through the door and was shining on the water, and she was like, Lord, is it? And so we had lunch shortly thereafter, I mean, moments after, and she says, I think I know what they need. I think they need water. And so we had a conversation with Pastor Moses not long after. Do you guys have clean water? Oh, no, we don't. And so that's what opened that door, and about hearing from the Lord. We may hear the Lord in different ways, but sometimes they can be more obvious. I mean, it's blocking the path. It's being highlighted. I don't know how else to say it, but it was a great start to this relationship and where we are today.
Oftentimes the Lord does have to put a blockade in front of us to get our attention. We're so busy. We've got it all figured out, don't we? So Moses, Pastor Moses, would you tell us a little bit about the work that you're doing and kind of how you got started and all that?
Praise the Lord. Let me hear again. Praise the Lord.
Amen.
Raise up your hand and say hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Let me hear hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Glory to Jesus.
Glory to Jesus.
Amen. Well, I come from Africa, Bungoma, Kenya. That is where we are serving the Lord. We have 750 orphans, and we also have 200 widows. And I have my own two kids. They are very beautiful girls. One is called Rebecca. Another one is called Precious. Rebecca will finish high school next year. And she'll be heading to the university. Indeed, 2018, I met Sister Candy and Brother Diamond. Let me tell you, after much prayers, after many years of praying, searching, who will hear our story, who will know, who will understand our story, brothers and sisters, Facebook is a powerful tool. And God can connect people. God is the highest connector on earth. He can connect you with someone that will change your life. We are grateful that Jesus, through them, we have tremendously changed many lives. Right now, we have drilled 6 power holes. That is clean water. And before that, we were experiencing every day people die, and many people were having waterborne disease. And water is a real deal. When I come to America, I see everyone, water is not a problem. In fact, I'm sitting with it here. But in Africa, where I come from, people could walk 20, 25 kilometers. And even getting water is not 100%. We have the rivers, but they are seasonal rivers. They dry. Like seasonal rivers, they dry. They dry up after a certain time. Like when you come to January, the rivers will not have water. And that's many people depend on that water. And you can imagine walking, carrying a jerrycan of 20 liters on your head, long distance. Some people were being beaten by their husbands, and some were not taking bath. And you can imagine in such a situation having 750 orphans. What do you do? So water is a timely blessing. Through our communication with the Sister Candy and Brother Diamond, they had to come up with water, Hope Spring water. We had the first well in a place called Mayanja. And the first well, And all the wells have really served the people. And through the water, we have seen many people coming to Christ, being saved. When someone, you know, just drunk the water, say, "Why it not for the Lord? Where could I get this water?" You can see water is preaching the gospel. Water is changing life to our community. Water is bringing life to the kids. Now, we can now wash our clothes right there. The children can wash their clothes right there. Initially, there are many, like widows. When you find a widow, this is someone who have never, she has not taken bath for like a month. Like, what, you know, you can imagine such a situation. Real life. America is blessed. And you may not know that you are blessed. You are blessed. You need to thank God every day. When you get to Africa, your life will change forever. You will come and say, "God, I surrender to you. If this is what you have given me." We go through real life problems. Not only that, when we talk about the orphans, orphans have many needs. It begins by mental, emotional, especially losing your two parents. Changing such a children is not easy. But through the gospel, through the help of bringing, we call it practical support to them, it has changed their lives. And I will never forget this. There was a day when after finishing high school, my father chased me away from home. And I really felt bad at my, you know, at a young age. But later, after receiving Christ, after receiving Christ, there is something that came in me. If I have a father who is alive and I'm treated like this, just by knowing Jesus Christ, what are many people suffering outside? We have many families that are going through this. How many people that are going through this? I say, so long as I live, I will help the poor. And in Africa, many people feel when you are a pastor, you are a poor person because you have nothing to do. Then my father said, "I've invested money in you. Then you want to be a pastor? Oh, no. Oh, no." So, hearing God is a powerful tool. Hearing God does not need much qualification. It only needs surrender to his will. You can be sitting here. I want to confirm to you, surrender to his will. I come from Africa, and this is the gospel we preach. Even when we don't have, when the kids are crying, so depend on God. He will provide your needs.
That's good, Pastor. So putting the numbers, putting everything back together, so there was 23 churches whenever you guys first met. Damon was able to help you put in water wells and around the area, the communities. You're up to 80 churches that you serve and that you lead there around the region. 700 have grown to 750 orphans. I don't think we told this group, but there was a civil war, that's why there were so many orphans.
Yes, yes. Yeah, like in Kenya, we have never had, you know, we call it straight election. And as you know, politicians will tell you today, this, tomorrow, they will change. So through such a situation, it left, you know, the war broke between the government and the opposition. And many people were killed, and the children became orphans. And when they became orphans, you know, the government systems don't help much there. And that is how these children became. And some of them, their parents died of HIV. So that is how they became orphans. And when you come there, the real life, sometimes when you are walking house to house, I don't know if you do it here, but we have what you call house to house fellowship. And you can find just one house. It has three orphans. The father is dead. The mother is dead. And you find there's a court that lives with those children in a hut. So they don't have, you know, they don't have any hope. As a believer, what do? As a believer, you'll extend love. You'll extend the true gospel. And the true gospel is reaching and touching these people in a practical way. The sixth drilled water does not just serve the orphans. It is serving the community. There is power in ministering, in reaching the community. It brings the unity of faith. It brings the glory down. And many people see salvation as a meaning in their lives.
So this what right here in our picture, this was water being brought in from a river a ways away. This has been replaced now, ideally, with a water well.
Yes.
And so a water well will serve 500 people, roughly.
Yes.
And so what happens with the water well? Now kids or families don't have to travel half or twice, you know, 2 days to go get water and come back. Now families are able to be more stable. They're safer. There's no, you know, the reduced risk of children disappearing, because we know that happens. Now families are, because they're able to be stable, self-esteem also goes up. The ability to be fruitful and helpful and effective in your community, in your family, and then the economy starts to build also, because now around water, that's going to draw more people. You're saying, you said some people, tell us about the group of people that came to attack one of your friends and then gave their lives to the Lord.
Yes, one of the pastors called Pastor William. We preach, you know, like there's a Muslim person or a Muslim brother who came to, you know, to fetch the water at the orphanage, and we accepted him to take the water. And when he took the water, when he fetched the water, the family of Muslim community did not like, because they were, even if they suffer, but they cannot go to the Christian family. So after, you know, after getting the water, the Muslim community came. And one interesting thing, God is powerful. God's power is unshakable. They did what they did. They came with the, you know, hard weapons to kill Pastor William. And I still remember Pastor William cried and said, God, Jesus, save their life. They don't know what they're doing. Change their lives. And a miracle happened. Even today, when you go to Bungoma, the Muslim family, the Muslim people that wanted to kill us, today they are born again. They are saved. They know the Lord. Because of water. So you can imagine, we still need much more poor holes. We still need water, because we continue to reach people. And we are also looking forward to have what we call, because where we come from is agricultural zone. People plant corns, they plant beans, soya beans, and they also plant sugarcane as well. So we are looking at having a self-sustaining system whereby people will have, you know, 100% sure of their needs being met. And you pray for us. Pray for us. And if you have a heart to reach them, some people need love. They need someone to talk to. There was a day Brother Diamond and the team came to Bungoma. There are pictures he can show you. Just holding a child on his arms, and Sister Candy extending love, just praying, it changed their lives. So don't allow fear come in you. When God tells go, arise and call.
Damon, if you will, give us, because these don't change lives, but it sure is interesting for people to know, what were some of the preliminary projections for a water well in this area, and then what was the outcome that you found?
Okay, sure. So we've done 6 water wells over the last 5 years or so, and we were discussing this earlier. God's love is just amazing. Every study that was performed before drilling these wells were just completely, I'll just say, shattered, because the yield, the output of every single well was tenfold, every one of them. And so I'll give you an example. The well that we just completed recently, the last 2 months or so, is a great example at this orphanage. It's now producing over 50,000 gallons of water a day.
Wow. Incredible.
And that's more than to help the orphanage, but it's helping the entire community. And it brings people together, just like Moses was saying. It brings people together. And so it's not like we're just drilling water wells to produce water, but it's really producing living water.
Which has so many dynamics to it. So we've heard already, not only does it creates healthy, brings healthy water. So I learned this in between services, that waterborne pathogens actually kill more people than any war, any accident, car accident, any heart attack, anything that you can think of. Waterborne pathogens have killed more people than any of those put together. That's crazy. So it brings life in that aspect to health. Now you were talking about planting fields to be self-sustainable. Now we're talking about economy. I know we got a lot of entrepreneurs in here. Some of your minds probably need to start running how we can help build self-sustaining businesses over in Kenya. So it attracts people, which brings economy. It brings more need. There's one thing we're about to allude to. So there also has to be a need for some of the sanitation items. So tell us about that, Damon.
Sure. So some of the pictures that you see here this was the Mayanja orphanage that we visited. There's about 140, 150 orphans there. The structure that you saw is where they stay. Many, many children per room. Many don't even have a bed to sleep on. They sleep on a dirt floor. But as you can imagine, so if you go to the next image, it's what we used to call an outhouse, right? Well, that's reality. That's, can you imagine 150 children and the widows that are taking care of them using the bathroom in that every day? That's what they were doing. There's no water there. There's a hole in the ground that's feeding back to the sugar cane that you see in the field. But in another example, what we were able to do after we bring in the water, we were able to introduce sanitation systems and build latrines. And so here's an example of going from a mud outhouse to building a structure that had modern toilets. And it's hard to imagine even when you're physically there and you're seeing this, that these children have never even seen running water before. To see water coming out of a faucet or a hydrant, not to mention having an actual toilet to sit on, it just changes their lives. But another thing that's just so remarkable is, you know, you start looking at these, construction over there is completely different than here in the Western society. I mean, that latrine, I mean, that whole area was excavated. There's a modern sewer septic system that was installed. A lot of effort, a lot of work went into building this particular structure. But you've got about 12 modern toilets now. The total cost of that was about $8,000.
Wow.
Unbelievable.
That's incredible. So, Moses, tell us about the houses? I'm guessing the orphans will live in houses, and then there's house moms. And how does that? What's the ratio on that? How does that work?
Yeah, in every room or every house, we have 6 widows that takes care of 10 kids, especially in terms of knowing how they're doing and give them services. We call them caretaker. The good news about this is the widows, because they are also mothers. They know how to take care of them. And this is Mayanja orphanage. And children, every time they have needs, especially on maybe sick, someone maybe feeling very hot on their bodies. So the widows help them. So that's how it works. And we are also looking forward that we'll have more houses so that every child can have hope that in the future they'll also have a home where they can put their head.
Well, this also presents another issue that has a solution connected to it that Hope Springs helps with as well. So, Damon, tell us about that and some of the conditions for the young ladies.
Sure. Obviously, a lot of girls that are there in school and that are orphans that lack access to girls' hygiene products. And so one of the things, Hope Springs, we launched Hope for Girls, which we work with churches all over the region here. People get together, and we have templates that have been developed over the years, and they get together and they sew hygiene kits. And so these are kits that cost about $7 in terms of material costs and everything else, and all the love that's involved with people actually sewing them. But these kits go over and they change. You can imagine changing a young girl's life and her outlook with something as simple as that. I mean, here it's not an issue. We don't think about those things in modern society. But there, it's just a life changer for them. They're able to go to school and not miss a week of school because of the challenge. And then just introducing something like that in sanitation or hygiene for young girls is makes the world a difference.
So it builds also self-esteem, because now they're not having to miss school and wonder where's Precious at, or where is Rebecca at, or whoever is at. Where are they at? Well, now they get to stay in school. They're not singled out. Now their education increases as well. Self-esteem does, but it also boosts everything for their future, which education plus their any kind of occupation that the Lord calls them into. But then the economy, the local economy, again, it wraps back around to all of that. And you may think, well, so what can a $7 item really do? It changes a region. It's like that. So these are some of the things, and we have a kit in the back, and we have some information in the back on your as you lead today. But we'll also have some access and a link with information for next tribe season for a group of ladies to get together here locally and help make some of those kits. Now there's a design for it, a template for all of that, and so it's really cool. You can see it in the back as you're on your way out. But let's talk about this, because all of this came from one thing: hearing God. So Damon, you guys got connected because you heard God. Candace heard God. She was aware of what God might be saying through circumstances. That's a way that we hear God if we're paying attention. What is a way that you hear God, Damon?
Well, I mean, that's a great example. I think we all, certainly we all have the ability to hear God. Sometimes we may not recognize that. It's important that you have a strong prayer life, that you stay into the Word. I can't stress that so much. So important to stay in the Word. Going back to that particular day, it could be as obvious as the sun shining through the door on a case of water, or it could be other things that we may not immediately recognize. But if you have that relationship and that connection, and even if you don't, things will be brought to your attention. He has a way, our Father has a way of doing that, as we all know. And I think everyone here has been touched in some form or fashion, can probably think of many ways. But going back to this example, you know, we could have said, that was cool. But we didn't. And we listened. And I like to think that we were obedient. And so I think everybody in life, whether you're 12 years old or you're 80 years old, you're going to have an opportunity. You're going to have a calling. Each, every one of us has giftings. We have a calling. Be obedient to that. And when you hear that calling, just say yes.
Amen. Amen. Pastor Moses, how do you know you're hearing from God? How do you hear from God? And what are some things that have happened through that?
I think everyone has a part to play in the kingdom. And God has a purpose for everyone. And when, you know, especially like us, there are many problems that we have gone through and many prayers. You know, sometimes the Lord can speak through, you know, can speak to you in many ways. And trusting and obeying Him is a key here. Sometimes we hear God, but we don't obey. So on my part, I see that the book of Mark, chapter 11, always helped me. So when you pray, believe. So a believer does not just pray. There's a part as a body you also need to play. In your walk with the Lord, there's a part you need to do, because God has not created us just to sit here or to walk here. He has created us also to hear the word and also do it practical. Raise up your hand and say hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Raise up your hand and say hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Very good. Hey, I want to remind everyone, a few years ago I did a series on hearing God, and it's called Decrypted. And so you can take a picture of this. Please do go back and review these messages, because it's important that you know how to hear God, or that you're hearing God. Don't be bashful. It's okay to get your phones out in service. You've probably been on Amazon already buying something while we've been talking. So don't act like you haven't. I get it. But we have fun here. But, you know, one of those things, there's several ways, and sometimes God just has to wait till you're asleep, because you won't allow him to speak. Your mind's running so much, you got so many thoughts in there, and you're anxious about so many things, or you're concerned about so many things. Sometimes the Lord just speaks to you in dreams. Sometimes He does give you little moments like that, when He has to put a stumbling block in front of you to get your attention and say, hey, look, silly, look at this. This is what I'm trying to tell you. Sometimes He's already been building context, a topic around what direction He's trying to lead you. And finally, whenever you get to a place where you're tired of life as it is in your circumstances, you're tired of this season, you've literally entered into a wilderness sense of feeling, and then finally you're willing to cry out, or at least hear from God or hear His voice, and then you'll realize and accept what He has to say, and then you'll realize, wow, He's been trying to tell me this for a while. I just haven't been paying attention. And usually that's the case. As Damon was saying, it has to be. You have to be grounded in the Word of God. The Bible needs to be your best friend outside of Jesus. But that has to also be foundational with God loves you. He is madly in love with you. He is for you. He is not judging you. He is not your enemy. He is no one to be scared of, but with a holy reverence coming before Him humbly. When you set the foundation of your soul, your spirit, your life like that, and you're willing to hear and be obedient and go wherever God carries you or leads you, you'll know you're hearing the voice of your Father. Is that good? Hey, also, I want to give us an opportunity. Usually at Christmas, we'll do some kind of giving as a church. In the years past, we did some work with Compassion International where we gave seeds so that around the world they could plant and to make a harvest for food. We've given to Samaritan's Purse for a giving Christmas. We've done many other things, but this year, there's a QR code that's coming up. I want to invite you to give life. Give life to someone. And so water is life. As you heard, all that fresh water can do for a community and for a people group, well, we're going to come alongside Pastor Moses, and I'm asking you for Christmas to donate through this QR code so that we can dig a water well. Can you dig it? Come on. Can you dig it? Dig a water well to produce life for a community, to serve that community, to hope that salvation. I'm thinking about all the wells that are spoken about, the water wells in the Old Testament and the New Testament. I'm thinking about the woman at the well that Jesus met and changed her life. Not only her life, but a community's life, because she went and told everything that Jesus had done. But then I was in near the Mount Nebo in Jordan this June, and I was able to look down, and you could see all the green area within a wilderness, within the desert, and you knew there was a water well there because of all of the greenery. And it was just a clear example on what a water well can give, such as life in a dry space. And so you're doing more than just giving some water. You're actually changing an environment. You're changing a community. You're changing lives for, I would say, probably more than 500 people, really. And so I want to encourage you, if the Lord pulls at your heart, to help us bring change. But the portion of that also, we're going to help to give the feminine products, to make the feminine products for the ladies and send over. So you're going to be doing those two things. And Pastor also asked us to consider giving for food for the Christmas that's coming up, because they do a very large Christmas dinner. We share that real quickly.
Yeah, I want to tell you that, you know, Christmas is a big deal. And I see here you can eat chicken every day, but the children at the orphanage eat chicken at Christmas. So if you can help us get chicken to these kids, and rice and chapati. The chapati, Brother Diamond can explain to you chapati very well. This is a special meal for Christmas.
I think we can do something like that, don't you guys? Hey, in a minute, there's going to be a prayer team coming up, and they're going to be here for you because they want to pray with you. Maybe you struggle hearing the Lord. Maybe there's some blockage. They want to pray that through with you. Maybe you are hearing from the Lord and you're just looking for some kind of confirmation. They're not going to tell you what the Lord says. They're not going to hear the Lord for you. You need to hear the Lord, but they can sure support you in what you're hearing. Hey, can we stand up and let's just worship our way out here? Thank you guys so much. Would y'all give it up for Pastor Moses and Damon?